I wrote this song quite a few months ago, and we've sung it several times, but there's a phrase in this song that says, "And now I'm clothed in His own righteousness." And we shouldn't ever get over wearing the garment of the Lord, of His righteousness. And I think, you know, a lot of times we see footage and film and pictures of monarchs in all their robes of splendor. In my lifetime, I've only known really one monarch, Queen Elizabeth, but I've watched old footage of her coronation and the huge crown and the royal garments. And then this past week, I saw footage of a village in a little grass hut on a dirt floor, praising the Lord. And I thought, those people are more splendidly robed in His righteousness than any monarch that ever lived on the face of God's earth. And so we have so much to be thankful for, and we get so distracted. Brother Keith was talking about it this morning. We get so distracted by things and problems, and really a lot of it's petty, and we forget what He's done for us and what He's taken from us and what He's given.
Without You, I am nothing. Without Your grace, I am undone. Without Your mercy, I'd be a sinner, still bound for hell to face alone. Without Your love, I'd be hopeless. Without Your plan, I would be lost. But it all started with just a single drop of blood from that old cross. The cleansing blood flowed into darkness. It pierced my soul and made me see. And now I'm clothed in His own righteousness. The cleansing blood has set me free. Without the blood, there's no forgiveness. Without the blood, no rescued soul. Without the blood, no chains are broken. Without the blood, we are not whole. But God so loved, He sent a Savior, the precious Lamb whose blood is clean. And when it flows, sin's curse and payment, it was fulfilled, and I'm redeemed. The cleansing blood clothed in His own righteousness. cleansing blood has set me free. The cleansing stream blood.